Das ist Musik, ne?
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2023.
Interessant, ne?
Live from the Super Booth 2023 from a mobile studio.
End of file.
Ja, ein wunderfröhliches Moin Moin. Hier wieder live von der Superbooth. Wir hören es im Hintergrund und I have a very nice guest. Across to me is sitting Ilya from Game Changer Audio with his great machine, the Motor Synth. And I would say before we start talking, maybe you would be so kind to demonstrate the instrument to us. Wow, super, super cool. You have been showing us a wide range, a wide spectrum of the Motor Synth, Ilya.
Hey,
welcome.
Everyone. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good, yeah.
You're like, looking perfect. Your synthesizer is so styled and you're always dressed like Man in Black. In the black suits with the black tie.
Actually, we're dressed like Reservoir Dogs, but yeah.
Oh, so, okay. But it's going in the same direction.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really a killer, the machine. Yeah, it's so livable. I love this texture, and you really can. Yeah, what are we listening to is mm-hmm. really the speed of the wheels,
yeah,
of the
exactly.
motors.
So yeah, the motor synth, as the name implies, it's a new approach to synthesis. Instead of using, like, broadly speaking, synthesizers are classified into two groups: analog synthesis, or usually that's associated with. Yeah, high-end instruments are like analog, and then you have in modern times lots of digital synthesizers that use digital emulations
yes.
of oscillators.
Yes.
So we decided to reinvent the wheel and make a synth with mechanical oscillators. So we are using 8 brushless DC electromotors.
Yes.
And we're modulating.
Which are looking, by the way, awesome, yeah. You can see the copper from spinning from the coils, and you really can see through this crystal clear window. You see the wheels spinning, the motors spinning, and
you just said the most important thing. It's a special instrument because it's alive. It has a tactile response and. We really wanted to build this, and we didn't know in the beginning what it's gonna sound like. Of course, we tried. We knew that there's gonna be some challenges, but in the end, it is a very versatile, very interesting, and very unique instrument. And the philosophy behind it is that sometimes synthesizers tend to sound a little bit, let's say, synthetic. Or
yes.
or maybe cheesy or plasticky or something,
especially
digital ones.
Especially digital ones,
yeah. So
right.
As proper, like, you know, people with guitar background, with rock and roll background, we wanted to build a synthesizer for ourselves and for everyone,
yes.
which is as close as it possibly can get to, like, guaranteed warm sound, because
yeah.
the oscillators themselves are mechanical elements.
And you're building a real bridge to music concrete, mm-hmm. to the real origin of electronic music. And it's funny, you were the game changers, and and it's funny, because Tats was just here from Cork,
yeah.
that they are also going into this direction, reinventing the electroacoustic music.
That's amazing. I really like this project. And
yeah.
I know Tatsuya since the first time we were here at Superbooth.
Yeah.
So I remember we were sending Tatsuya the early sketches of the motor synth and asking
yeah.
like different questions, and he even helped us make some decisions about the front panel. So it's
super.
A really, really cool community
here. So
there
is a real connection.
Yeah, yeah. Also, Tatsuya sent me to the best Stroganoff in Berlin.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay. You got to tell me in the afterwards.
Not for everyone, but I'll tell you personally, off the air. Yeah.
Thank you.
We don't need to, like, you know,
yes.
increase demand.
Yeah, and...
But what I was trying to say, it really is a tight community here, and it's really cool to show off the motor synth here and see the reactions from everyone. It's not exactly a new release. The first version of the motor synth was here. We brought it, the first prototype of the synth, we brought it here in 2019,
yes.
before the pandemic. And then since then, we've upgraded so many features and released the motor synth Mark II, which is now available. And which is now our kind of flagship product in terms of, I think it's the product that summarizes our philosophy the most. We are called Game Changer Audio,
yeah,
because we don't want to build things that have already been built. We're not saying that the motor synth sounds better than other synths, but it certainly sounds
different.
And it changes your approach of thinking about the connection between the engineering element and the appreciation of it for the engineering.
Yeah.
And
what
it changes your approach of thinking about what is sound. And, you know, after spending 4 years working with this, for me now, it's been a big change in my philosophy. Like, some, as you just mentioned, Musique Concrète. Like now when I hear, a mechanical door opening or an elevator, I hear music now, you know what I mean?
Sure.
It's kind of, there's no way back on that one.
Yeah, it's been when you've been doing music all night and in the morning you return to your home place and then a car is passing by and you're saying, wow, stereo, it's going from left to right.
Yeah, shit, wow, that Doppler effect is something.
Amazing.
No, but in all seriousness, we're called Game Changer Audio. We started off as a guitar pedal company because we are mostly engineers and we started off as three friends, engineers, and we played in various blues and rockabilly bands.
Yeah.
So we have... I'm a guitarist and singer, and then our main engineer Martins, he's a guitarist, and our other engineer who is in charge of production and mechanical design, Christops, he used to be in a rockabilly band and in a country band, and we came up from this sort of like very traditional music and of engineering. It's like we like to give ourselves challenges. And the company ethos and the philosophy behind that name is that it's not like we're saying we are going to change the way whatever things work. We're not against how everything is.
Yeah.
It's just that we want to inspire engineers and inspire musicians to push for innovation a little bit more. And not everything has been done yet. We did the Plus pedal, which is a piano sustain pedal for all instruments. We did the plasma distortion, which is basically a new type of distortion circuit based on the Tesla coil.
Yeah.
And then we have the light pedal, the motor synth. Now we did the Bigsby pedal, and we have just announced also in this show here, we have the plasma voice, which is a oscillator module, like a complex oscillator voice module that can produce musical electricity sounds. So it's we're listening to electricity being folded and modulated in different ways. And
it's really a pity you couldn't take all the instruments with you.
We have them at our booth, and I hope Alvin Otto is listening to this broadcast right now. Come to our booth. We're on the second floor. We'll show you the plasma voice.
That would be nice. And what's the difference between the Mark I and the Mark II motor synth?
So there's a... roughly, I would say, in three aspects. Number one is improved hardware, so we have better motors. Not saying that the Mark I motors were bad, but they were much more noisy. So at this point, we have our own custom specified version of motors that we order specifically for this instrument. So that is to ensure maximum noise reduction and durability and zero friction. So we have a specific... musical motors here that are built to spec. We have various improvements in the hardware, like in terms of the analog signal path. So we have a increased headroom because we've added a second filter stage. So we have Mark One had two motor voices and one shared filter.
Yes.
So when you crank both voices, you can kind of crush the headroom a little bit. So here we have separate filters for each motor voice. We have an added digital voice, which can complement the motor voices, let's say like that. Because the motor voices have limitations.
Yes.
It cannot generate noise. It cannot do pulse width modulation or wave folding or wave shaping.
Yeah.
So the digital voice helps you fill out those gaps.
Ah, okay.
Then
nice.
And then also there is assignable modulators. So in the Mark One, the modulators were pre-fixed to the VCAs, and the three modulators can be assigned to any parameter on the synth. Even you can assign the modulator to the whole sequencer's master tempo or anything like that.
Oh, nice.
So it's also there's, and I would say the third area is the firmware. There's tons of improvements, little interface changes, new buttons, new playing modes, and just a more refined, more rounded up instrument that I think will stay in this particular configuration for the following years.
Yeah.
The Mark One was kind of it was the icebreaker, how yeah. I would say, yeah.
And I really loved it, the different moods you were playing. It can sound so aggressive and on the other hand, so kind and really cute and like a little steam organ.
Yeah, yeah, it's quite funny. Sometimes you make a patch and all hell is breaking loose and you're like sitting there thinking, how is this possible? I'm spinning some motors and then filtering stuff, and yeah, you sometimes forget that it's a natural source. Especially when you have those like soft flute sounds and stuff like that.
Yeah. Incredible. And did you combine it with the light pedal?
Yeah, usually that's the combo. Like in this particular jam, this was we're listening to
it's
the motor synth raw.
Yeah.
So the motor synth does not feature any built-in effects.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the usual setup that we have in our booth, and also when we perform and record musical ideas with this, it goes really well with our plasma distortion and with the light pedal. Light pedal, for those who would like to know, is our spring, optical spring reverb system, something also that we came up with. So the way the motor synth produces sound,
yes,
it is rotating these reflective aluminum discs. And on those discs, there are printed optical waveforms.
Yes.
So, and we developed a system of infrared optical light emitters and sensors that are able to scan the spinning wave shapes and translate them into audio signal.
Yes.
So we had that particular piece of technology that those optical sensors dialed in quite perfectly for the motor synth.
Yeah.
And we were looking for ways how to reuse that that knowledge base that we had in that development. So we started experimenting with applying that infrared reverb tones by scanning the springs as they move at different positions. So the light pedal is a pedal format real spring tank, but apart from the standard transducer output from the springs,
yeah,
we have four pairs of light pickups that scan the springs movement, and that opens up a lot of doors for modulation for different flavors. So
and
basically it's an analog spring reverb pedal that can give you hundreds of different sounds. So
because of the movement of the light.
Exactly, yeah. The movement of the springs, it interferes with the light reflections. Yeah.
Very cool idea. It's a sound concept, as well as the motor synth is. It's it's something really unique.
Yeah, that is the goal, and we have a lot of cool new ideas that we will be presenting later this year. So for now on, like when we did our first product and we were like, what the hell are we gonna do next? Because we have this name Game Changer, but now it's been 6 years already, or 5 or 6 years, and we have a proven track record, and thankfully we still have interesting new concepts that we are going to build in the following years.
Okay, yeah, nice to hear, but now that I see the machine in front, you have one out, but you have also an input.
Okay, there is an input. Input can be used for three things. The first one is the boring one, where you can send the input and just filter it through the filter section. It's a nice filter, but yep, that's number one. Secondly, there is a motor vocoder built in here with maximum of 12 bands. That
incredible.
That's you can send the signal, input signal, and kind of vocode it by using the output of the optical wave shapes. And then thirdly, the input, there is a built-in sidechain or end ducking compressor. So for example, if you build a nice drone on the motor synth, can I have the sound on? So we can build a drone on the motor synth, which is actually a very good instrument for drones.
Yes.
Let me take a different preset.
as the foundation. Something like this. And now you can send a kick drum or a trigger into it, and then every time it, you can adjust how it ducks or sidechains the signal. So you can go like,
yes,
like that. Also, you can use the input to trigger sequences on the arpeggiator or on the sequencer that's built in as well.
Yeah, very nice.
So I hope that comes across fine. I don't have the anything to put into the input right now. I don't know.
No, but you described it perfectly, and it's really giving a nice impression about the possibilities of this instrument. Yeah, I always like it if you can experiment with an instrument like that.
Yeah, I really like the input. For example, okay, so Tom and Matisse, who are two of our colleagues at Game Changer Audio, they formed a band called Oil and Gas. And the concept behind this band is like Tom is playing sequences on the motor synth, and Matisse is a really amazing drummer. So they have the whole setup is like acoustic drum set plus motor synth with pedals, and they're using one microphone from the kick drum and sending that into the input. And every time Matisse plays a note on the kick drum, it sequences the bass line for the song.
Oh,
so it goes
cool.
You know, and then he goes crazy on the drums, and then the digital motor signal to trigger a sequencer for the bass line only on the second voice. And then you have two more voices to play around with for the top line melody. So you should check out Oil and Gas. They're on YouTube. They sound quite amazing, and it takes full advantage. It's like a band that could not be possible without this input jack. So yeah, maybe somebody wants to check that out.
Yeah, thanks for the tip. And thanks for having you here, Ilya.
Oh, thank
you. It was great to have a deep dive into the, or a slight dive into the motor synth. And maybe you can give us some more of this wonderful sound.
Sure. Okay. Thanks for having me, Gene. All right. Thank you.